Well, good afternoon and welcome everybody to Miller Field in Waite Park. It's elimination softball out of Section 6AA here on You Are Their Sports as the Pierce Pioneers and Albany Huskies play to keep their seasons alive here. Hopefully playing two. The winner of this game moves on. They'll play again tonight while the loser wraps up their season. Hello, everybody. I'm Rick Grammon. We are just wrapping up the infield portion of the warm-up here. Pierce will be the home team, so they've taken theirs, and Albany and their coach, Vance Ressler, finishing up their ins and outs, so we are almost set to go here. The winner of this game will get St. Cloud Cathedral. The number one seed gets shut out by Annandale 4-0 in the game prior to this one. So the defending section champion Annandale Cardinals are in the driver's seat with a 4-0 win over Cathedral. The Crusaders will play the winner of Pierce Albany coming up tonight. We will have a chat with head coach Matt Pepping next.
Hello, Pierce fans. This is Amaya Rushlow, member of the softball team. As spring sports seasons are coming to an end, we would like to take this time to recognize and congratulate all the athletes and coaches on their achievements during the season. Pierce is very proud to have these teams that provide such great entertainment all year long. Thank you to all our sponsors and donations from the various organizations. Your help is greatly appreciated. Congratulations again on the fine seasons, and good luck to all the teams participating in the playoffs this spring. Go Pioneers!
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Section 6AA elimination game is Coach Pepping here, and Coach, get ready to go here and face an Albany season on the line. Don't really have to gather the group and give them too much instructions. They should be ready to go.
Yeah, they're ready to go. We had a good practice yesterday. Got a lot of swings in, and hopefully we can stay back for the Albany pitcher and hit the ball well today.
What about this Albany team? Like you, they've won three postseason games for you, so they're in the same boat. You know, when teams are up against it, it's interesting to see how young kids respond.
Yeah, they got a really good young team. Paige Meyer, really good basketball player, but she's a really good softball player as well, shortstop. Their pitching isn't as good as teams we've seen, so we're not going to be overpowered at the plate for sure. But we need to be patient and let that ball travel and get to us. So, yeah, they're a good team. They're well coached by Vance, and hopefully we can play well.
You know, you returned to the site of your 19-inning marathon day here last week. What was the mood on the bus going home after losing that heartbreaking game to Annandale, coming back with a miraculous rally against Eden Valley Watkins?
You know, it was pretty upbeat. Girls are pretty happy to keep the season alive, and got graduation on Friday, mm-hmm. and then, good long weekend, and hopefully they come out hungry today.
Nice benefit. You know, your lineup has been very stable. You're able to just write it in almost in ink every game out.
Yeah, kind of senior heavy up top, and then we got some younger gals down below. But, yeah, it's nice to know you got girls that you can count on every night.
Let's hope we play two here today, Coach.
Thanks, Rick.
All right. Coach Pepping and the Pioneers as they get ready to face Albany in an elimination game on You Are Their Sports.
This is Bo Labor, head football coach at Stillwater Area High School and a 1997 graduate of South St. Paul High School. You are listening to the high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in one sauce or $5.95 boneless in one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, July 13th for the 7th annual Piers Freedom Fest, headlined by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Along with the Shayla Lee Band, Tennessee River, and Thompson Square. You gonna kiss me all night. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. Get concert and ticket information at PiersFreedomFest.com. Sponsored by Randall Motors, Coors Lights, Moody Oil, Hilmerson RV, Midwest Sale, Hilmerson Sports Center, Pioneer Lake Mutual Insurance, Bootleggers Bar, and the Hillbilly Haven Motel.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Waite Park and Miller's Field here at the Section 6AA Elimination Softball Tournament here as Piers, the number 2 seed, taking on number 5 Albany. Already the 1 seed Cathedral has lost. Is stepping into the batter's box, Paige Meyer, their shortstop, against Emily Sedlovsky. And here we go. And it's high. Ball 1. Paige Meyer, Ashley Weber, and Hannah Litchie do up here. Albany, all black with purple socks, purple numbers and letters, white shoulders. There's a strike. 1-1 now to the leadoff batter. Shortstop Paige Meyer bats from the right side. And there's a ground ball sharply hit, picked up by Skiba and got her. Laura Skiba fielding the hard bullet ball to third, and there's one away. Good job by Laura. So that's a big out there to get the very good hitter and fast Paige Meyer off the bases, and with one out, it brings up left fielder Ashley Weber. And there's a ground ball up the middle into center, a base hit for Weber. And that'll bring up Hannah Litchie, center fielder. Behind the plate, again, Terry Treader. This is a very stable lineup here. First, Amaya Rushlow playing second. Ella Calucci at short. Laura Skiba at third. Left. Jade Porter in center. Emily Burgraff in right. It's 220 all the way around the ballpark. Litchie, a left-handed hitter. And it's a little bit high for ball one. One on, one out on a one-out single by Weber. Here's the 1-0. Ground ball knocked down by Sedlowski to second for one. To first, not in time. They get the lead runner. And with two outs, it's a fielder's choice, 1-6 for Litchie. She'll replace Weber with two outs for Joran Carlson, the right-handed hitter. Joran is the cleanup batter and a swing and a miss. 0-1. Abby Davey on deck, then Olivia Haran batting for Faith Foray as the designated player. Courtney Arsenault, the pitcher, bats seventh. Swing and a miss for strike two. Kendall Bierman bats eighth, and then Sydney Fredericks bats ninth, top of the first. 1-2. Tough to see the scoreboard. The sun kind of showing right on that scoreboard, and they aren't big lights, so. One on and two away as Sedlowski delivers and swing and a miss, got her. Inning over, a strikeout with a fastball. And that's all for Albany. No runs, one hit. And Hannah Litchie is stranded at first after a half an inning in the elimination round. It's Albany nothing and Piers coming to bat.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. Well, it looks like spring is finally here, so let us help you out. You can stop in Piers and check out our Gravely zero-turn lawnmowers and our top-notch steel brand weed trimmers for all of your lawn work. Springtime means new calves are hitting the ground, and soon we'll be looking for some creep feed. Call us for great pricing on creep feed and summer minerals with fly control for your cattle. Springtime also means it's time to buy your baby chicks, and we have tons of options for you to choose from. We are here to help you out with whatever you may need, and you would be amazed at everything we can help you out with. So check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. and like us and follow us on Facebook. We thank all of our current patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn everyone's business to create a successful 2019. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers!
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Welcome back to Miller Field as Jade Porter steps into the batter's box, ready to face Albany pitcher Courtney Arsenault. And here we go with Arsenault's first pitch, and it's a strike called. No score. Piers the tie seed, so they're the home team. Deep in the outfield, we'll set the Albany lineup here during Jade's at-bat. And she lifts that one out of play to the right, 0-2. It is Courtney Arsenault, senior right-hander. Jordan Carlson behind the plate. Abby Davey at first. And the pitch popped up behind second. And that ball is caught. Kendall Bierman with a nice catch, recovering a ball that just drifted on her to shallow right. And there's one away. Nice play by Bierman. And we were just ready to announce Kendall as the second baseman. The shortstop is Paige Meyer. And at third, Faith Foray. Here's Terry Tretter, catcher, and inside for a ball. The home plate umpire tonight is Dave Peterson. And here comes the 1-0 windup. Swing and a changeup got her on a swing. 1-1 to Terry Tretter. The husband-wife umpiring crew of Dan and Kirsten Wessel are on the bases. Kirsten at first, Dan behind third. Another changeup flip back and out of play. That is strike two. There's one away on a pop-up to second off the bat of Jade Porter. Courtney Arsenault, one of four seniors for Coach Ressler, grips the ball. She's a right-hander and goes into her wind, and Terry swings and misses. And that's the first strikeout for Arsenault. It produces the second out of the inning. We clear the scoreboard, and it brings up shortstop Ella Kalushi. Here's the pitch to Ella off the plate for ball one. In the Albany outfield, in left, Ashley Weber, in center, Hannah Litchie, and in right, Sydney Fredericks. There's a strike called from Mr. Peterson, the umpire. Two outs, bases empty. Taylor Cummings on deck, then Laura Skiba, Hallie Zupan, Amaya Rushlow, Bailey Young, Emily Burgraff. Pitch off the plate, outside to the left-handed hitting senior, now graduated senior, Ella Kalushi. 2-1 to Ella. Bats from the left side. Good power. And there's a strike on the inside corner. 2-2 to Ella Kalushi. Ella's got four home runs this year, so she can power the ball. It'll take a poke here. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got her. Changeup ends it. Good changeup early for Courtney Arsenault, and the Pioneers go 1-2-3. In the first, no score here between Albany and Piers. It'll be Davey, Haran, and Arsenault for the Huskies in the second.
Now that the school year has come to an end and summer is here, now's the time to visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack and look at getting that new phone you've been wanting. Hi, this is Sarah. Stop in and check out all the latest Verizon devices. Whether you are looking for the first phone for your teenager or a gizmo watch to keep in touch with your younger child who may be spending their first summer at home alone, we have what you need. For the devices you want and the service you deserve, visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty.
Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
First pitch of the inning is a line drive single to center by first baseman Abby Davey. And the second hit of the game for Albany leads off the second. Now their designated player, Olivia Harin, will bat. So Ashley Weber singled in the first. Davey strokes a single up the middle to start the second. No score. She bats for Faith Foray. Swing and a miss. Strike one. This is 5, 6, and 7 in Albany's order. They're situated on the first base dugout side. Piers on the third base side. Emily Sedlowski, the junior, hit in the air to Burgraff in right. In her tracks, catch is made for out number one. So Emily Burgraff with the catch. And with one out, Arsenault, the pitcher, will step to the plate against Sedlowski. Then Kendall Bierman, the second baseman. Fly to right at Emily Burgraff. There's a ball flipped back to the screen here. There's very little room to the backstop here at Miller Field. Again, there was a scheduling change today. Concerns about the conditions over on Plaza Field where Pierce was supposed to play this game. Fisted foul again, and it's 0-2. They were supposed to play this one at 5 across the complex, but they bring it here and moved it up. So the 4 o'clock game was Annandale over number 1 Cathedral. That one to the screen, and that'll move the runner up. Wild pitch. And it's a ball and two strikes. So a wild pitch. And for the first time today, Albany's got a runner in scoring position. On deck is Kendall Bierman as Arsenault watches a changeup just wide of the plate. Very close. Both pitchers featuring a pretty good changeup here today. It's 2-2 now to Courtney Arsenault, the right-handed hitter. Swing and a foul tip, and it's held on to by Terry Treader. Good job by Terry. That's out number 2. Big strikeout there, and good job by Terry to hold on to that one. So with 2 outs here, second baseman Kendall Bierman, number 8 hitter. She's just an 8th grader. The only 8th grader on the roster, and she swings and misses at the first pitch from Emily. Also in the starting lineup, very young, is freshman catcher Joran Carlson. So here's the 0-1. Just outside. A little bit of cloud cover has helped the vision on the scoreboard. You can see those lights illuminated a little bit better now. 1-1. In the air to left, Zupan is there to put it away and end the inning. Couple of fly balls to the corner outfielders, sandwiched around a strikeout, and Albany leaves a girl on base. Abby Davey with a single, wild pitch to second, but stranded there, and that's all for the Huskies. It'll be Taylor Cummings, Laura Skiba, and Hallie Zupan to bat in the bottom of the second, scoreless in Wade Park.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers! Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, Courtney Arsenault will face Taylor Cummings to lead off the bottom of the second. as the Pioneers and Albany Huskies in an elimination game in Section 6AA are scoreless. And Vance Ressler now is talking with the home plate umpire, and here comes Matt Pepping out as well. I'm not sure what this conversation is about. It was a congenial discussion. They were just nodding and talking about something that was going on. But whatever it is, both guys are back in their dugouts. Or actually, Matt's to third base, and here we go with the pitch to Cummings, and it's a ball upstairs. Maybe they're complaining about the scoreboard operator. 1-0. Next pitch from Arsenault. Little in as Taylor turns away from the Courtney Arsenault pitch. 2-0. Pioneers went 1-2-3 with two strikeouts in the first against Arsenault. And the pitch to Cummings. High and outside, ball three. Taylor, then Laura Skiba and Hallie Zupan do up here against Arsenault. All black with the purple socks, white highlights, as there's a strike call. Good location. Takes the count to 3-1. Arsenault looks into Carlson and goes into her motion. Pop foul. Is it playable for Carlson? No, just out of the ballpark. A foul ball. There is very little room to the screen here. And that one just got out. So it's a full count to Taylor Cummings. Here's the payoff. Swing and a miss. There's that changeup. And that is three straight strikeouts. Brings up third baseman Laura Skiba. Pierce enters today with an 18-6 record. Albany 13-10. First pitch to Laura. Missed high for a ball. Skiba, then Zupan. Pioneers have yet to get a ball out of the infield. That one rides inside for ball two. Arsenault fires it home. Laura pops it foul. This is the five spot in the order. Deep in center is Litchi. Deep in left for Albany is Weber. Respecting the power of Laura Skiba. The 2-1 pitch popped up shallow center. And Meyer at the edge of the grass puts it away just behind second for out number two. So Paige Meyer, pretty routine pop up there. Barely made it to the center field grass. And now Hallie Zupan will bat with the bases empty. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. Scoreless. Piers in Albany. Zupan hits it in the air to Weber, but right there in a step, and it's an out. First pitch out. Zupan flies to her fellow left fielder, and that's all for Piers. Three up, three down. We head to the third. Albany nothing. Piers nothing on You Are Their Sports.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and You Are Their Sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way. With 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects, Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates, Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
Sidney Fredericks at the plate, shows bunt, and it's off the plate for ball one to start the at-bat to begin the third. This is the number nine hitter, right fielder, Sidney Fredericks, a sophomore. Then top, Paige Meyer, Ashley Weber. No score here in Miller Field in Waite Park. That one got away from Emily to the screen, ball two. Sedlowski, a couple of strikeouts. She surrendered a couple of hits, but no damage. First inning single to Ashley Weber. Leadoff single to Abby Davey in the second. That one is outside for ball three. Meyer on deck. No score. Albany's had the only base runner. Six up, six down for the Pioneer hitters. There's one in for a strike. 3-1 now. Sedlowski, the junior right-hander, with Cummings at first and Skiba halfway to home from her third base spot, and there's a swing and a miss for strike two. First three balls, next two strikes, and here comes the payoff now to Sydney Fredericks, right-handed hitter, and the pitch high to the screen for ball four. Leadoff walk. Top of the order, Paige Meyer grounded out, hard hit ball to Laura Skiba to start the ball game. As Sedlowski works, and it is low for a ball. Annandale has beaten Cathedral 4-0 in the game prior to this, so the Crusaders, the number one seed, await the winner. There's a strike called. On deck, Ashley Weber, who's got one of the two Albany hits today against Sedlowski. Porter straight away in center. The pitch fought off. Knocked over the Huskies' dugout for strike two. Big situation here, third inning. Very good hitter up there with some speed at first base who walked, Fredericks. And the two-strike pitch. Grounded into left, a base hit. We'll watch the runner. She gets the stop sign from Coach Ressler. And Meyer rips it into left for the Huskies' third hit, and it's first and second. Still nobody out. And two on now, and we'll see if Weber, who singled in the first, is asked to bunt here. First and second, nobody out. She shows bunt and puts it foul. Strike one to the first base side, right kind of dropped it into the left-hand hitter's batter's box. So the Crusaders are hanging around. They know they got to play again tonight. The Cardinals of Annandale have already gotten on the bus and exited the facility, and they're headed home. Here's a low pitch, got away from Terry, and that'll put runners at second and third. Fredericks takes a wide turn and holds. So the wild pitch puts the Pioneers in some jeopardy here. Second and third, nobody out. Do you put a squeeze on or do you let Weber swing away? She really looked good on her first at-bat singling. She fouls it at her feet. Down off her foot, it rolls out near first for strike two. There are no outs. Fredericks walked, Meyer singled. Both went up a base on a wild pitch. First scoring chance, really the first good scoring chance, goes to Albany. And a swing and a miss, big strikeout. Sedlowski gets the changeup over, and it's a swing and miss strikeout. Now Litchie, who hit back to the pitcher Sedlowski, they turned it into a force play at second in the first inning. Left-handed hitter, second and third, one down. Bunted. They're going to hold the runner, and then Sedlowski throws it home, and it's over the head of Treader, and here comes the run. And it's second and third. One nothing Huskies as Fredericks was not coming home, and Emily fielded the bunt, and then Emily threw it over the head of Treader, and a run scores on the error. And Litchie goes all the way to second with Meyer to third. No RBI in the play. Fredericks was not coming home until the ball hit the backstop. Here's Carlson, the catcher. She shows bunt, and it's low, ball one. Albany up 1-0 now in the third over Piers. Second and third. Going to shut this down now. There's one out. And Sedlowski delivers. It's bunted foul of first for a strike. On deck is Davey. So Joran Carlson, a freshman, must be a pretty good hitter. She's in the cleanup spot as a freshman. Oh, they're going to say 0-2. Here's the pitch. High. Got off the backstop, ricochets around one of the poles, and finally tracked down. Off the mesh, it ricocheted, and it is ball one. There's a bottle of water laying over there. He kicked out of play. Yeah. So I think it's one and two. That one hit right off the pole that supports the fence. Low. Again, Terry's having to work back there. Two and two. Second and third, a run is in, one out. A walk, a hit, and an error. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, got her. Strikeout. Oh, it's not. It's 3-2. Here's the pitch. Ground out, third base side. Skiba looks to runner back, throws, got it, throw to the plate. Tag, out at home, double play. What a nice turn from Cummings to Treader. It'll go 5-3-2. Albany gets a run on a hit, an error. They leave one, and it's now Albany 1, Piers 0, going to the bottom of the third.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find a vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Welcome back. It's 1-0 Albany here in Waite Park at Miller Field as the Huskies get on the board in the top of the inning. And now Pioneers still looking to get a base runner. They'll try and do that with Amaya Rushlow to start off the home half against Courtney Arsenault. Pioneers turned a third to first to home double play off the bat of Joran Carlson. And Arsenault delivers, and it's popped on the line to left. If that drops fair, it's a hit. It is a foul ball. The umpires looked at each other. Base umpire Dan Wessel, home plate umpire Dave Peterson. So one strike to Amaya Rushlow. Excellent effort by Meyer, the shortstop, who covered the most ground. Left fielder Weber also sprinting in, but a little late to get back to short is Myers, who's kind of had a little bit of a knee problem. So one strike. Coach Ressler comes out of the dugout to the first base chalk line to make sure his shortstop is okay to continue. Now the 0-1 pitch. Bunted towards third. This is a good bunt. Amaya down the line is safe. Rushlow with a bunt single. And that'll bring up Bailey Young, the designated player. And the Pioneers get their first base runner on that bunt by Amaya. So Young batting for Sedlovsky, the pitcher, the freshman. Here comes the pitch. Fisted back and to the third base dugout side, out of play. One strike to Bailey Young, batting eighth, followed by Emily Burgraff. Pioneer baseball team will get underway in about 40 minutes at home. They'll open up their playoff schedule against Pillager. Here's the 0-1. Foul back, 0-2. Ball was up in the strike zone, and Bailey went after it. Right-handed hitting freshman designated player Bailey Young. Really didn't see a lot of action until very late in the season. And here she is in an elimination game. Here's the pitch. And she watched it up high for ball one. Amaya Rushlow bunts her way aboard to start this bottom of the third. Albany got a run in the top half to lead 1-0. Ground ball up the middle. Meyer will shovel to second, to first, not in time. Throw gets away from first, but Young will stay where she's at, so the out is recorded. 6-4. And now Burgraff to bat. Sarah Loidl will go in and run for Young. So Sarah Loidl running at first. And Emily Burgraff becomes the hitter. And now with one out, number nine hitter up. And the pitch, Burgraff bunts it, foul, one strike. Loidl, first runner off the bench. Top of the order, and Jade Porter on deck. One strike to count. Here's Courtney Arsenault's pitch. Little looper, Meyer goes up and gets it, throws back to first, it's high, and that's going to allow Loidl, who was about two steps from second, to prevent being doubled off. It'll be a line drive to Meyer and bring up Jade Porter. And now Jade Porter with two down. And the pitch. Jade takes it upstairs for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Loidl literally was about a step and a half from second, had to slam on the brakes and get back. Here's a show of bunt. There goes Sarah. Throw to second to Meyer. Is right to the bag, and they got her. Loidl gets thrown out by Joran Carlson, the freshman catcher, to end the inning. That means Porter will lead off the fourth. Pioneers get a bunt single but end up leaving nobody on base. We'll go to the fourth inning. It is Albany 1, Piers 0.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Aaron's Auto Body, Amp Fitness, Becker Screen Printing, Bob's Lumber, Bootleggers Bar, Hillbilly Haven, Bottoms Up Saloon, Randall Motors, Brickyard Bar, C&L Distributing, Central Soda, Central Minnesota Door, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Cindy Shaw, Century 21, City of Piers, Compere Financial, D&D Beverage, DR Trucking, Dale's Farm Repair, Dead X Archery, Design Electronics, Elite Concrete, Emla Granny Funeral Home, Essential Health, Evergreen Lawn Irrigation, Executive Realty, Todd Premisberger, Farmers and Merchants, Federated Co-ops, Gertz Concrete, Gruber Custom Painting, Hennigan Insurance, and Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
Emily Sidlowski throws one off the plate to Abby Davey, leading off the fourth, and now one high for ball two. Albany 1, Piers 0, after three complete here. And there's one grounded, one hop nicely to Skiba, across to Cummings, one away. So one out, third to first, and now Harren, the DP for Faith Foray, will bat. She flew to right fielder Burgraff in the second. And the pitch. Swing ground ball to Rushlow. Amaya, short throw for out number two. And now it is pitcher Courtney Arsenault coming up. She struck out against Sedlovsky, one of three strikeouts so far for Emily. Four pitches to get two outs for Sidlowski here in the fourth. And Emily deals, and it's left high. Good take there by the pitcher. Started to swing, recognized, and held up. One ball, no strikes. A lot of folks at the ballpark here tonight enjoying this nice weather. Low 2-0. One walk so far for Emily. That was the leadoff walk that came in to score in the third. The 2-0 pitch. Outside fastball. 3-0 now. Courtney Arsenault. Kendall Bierman on deck. Albany and Piers. Elimination game. Winner gets Cathedral tonight on this field. Here's the 3-0. Right down the middle for a strike. Grounder to third, grounder to second to begin this inning. Now a 3-1 count to Arsenault, and that's ball four. And the Huskies get a two-out base runner. They will likely run for Arsenault. It's number 12 coming out of the dugout. That is Abby Parker. And the batter is Kendall Bierman. So Abigail Parker runs courtesy at first for the pitcher with a two-out walk here. Parker, a senior at Albany High School. And Emily Sedlowski goes to work, and Bierman swings and misses for strike one. Fly to left, her only at-bat. Now she takes one away. 1-1 to Bierman. Number 8 hitter. Again, she is an 8th grader in the lineup. Ground ball to Rushlow. A lot of spin on the ball, but Amaya takes care of that and throws her out. No runs, no hits, one left. The 2-out walk doesn't do any damage, and we'll go to the bottom of the 4th inning. It's Albany 1, Piers 0. Pioneers send up Porter, Treader, and Colucci at the top against Arsenault, trailing by a run.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Henneken Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Piers. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Piers can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at
Jade Porter, who was at the plate when Sarah Loidl was thrown out trying to steal to end the third, leads off the fourth, and a changeup is swung on and missed, strike one. Albany leading Piers 1-0 as we begin the bottom of the fourth. Winner plays tonight, loser ends their year. The 0-1 to Jade, high. Jade popped to second in the first. Pioneers have one hit. That was a Rushlow bunt single leading off the third. Little looper, and that'll change. That's a base hit to center. So Jade Porter with a leadoff hit to bring up catcher Terry Treader. So leadoff hit, and here comes Coach Ressler out to visit, and Terry Treader and Jade Porter also. Looks like a pitching change is coming up here for Albany. A girl coming out of the dugout here, and that's going to be it. So it is going to be Crystal Coughlin, it looks like, coming in. Crystal Coughlin will take over from Courtney Arsenault.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. with a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
So junior right-hander Crystal Coughlin takes over in the pitching circle for Courtney Arsenault, and Terry Treader becomes the batter. Nobody out. Jade Porter singled to center, prompts the pitching change. So here we go with the first live-action pitch for Coughlin, and it's high for a ball. Coach Ressler, he will not hesitate to bring new pitchers in. Matter of fact, that doesn't mean Arsenault is done for today either. Listening to KASM out of Albany's broadcast of this tournament on my way down here, that Arsenault has been taken out, come back in. So Treader has taken another one pitch high, 2-0. Porter singling to center. She represents the tying run in the bottom of the fourth. Nobody out. Second Piers hit. And that pitch is 3-0 inside. On deck, Kalushi, the shortstop. 3-0, Crystal Coughlin, a right-hander. Doesn't look to throw overly hard. And that one goes all the way high, and it has to be leapt after. And that'll move Porter up a base. First and second, nobody out. Kalushi, the batter, with two on, nobody out. Ella struck out, ending the first. So Porter to second, Treader to first, nobody out. Pioneers with their first good scoring chance today against Albany. Kalushi looking to drive a ball. Takes a strike. After four straight out of the zone, good batter's idea to make her throw a strike, and she did. 0-1. Porter, Treader on the bases, ready to run off. Here's the pitch. Inside. This is the power part of the lineup here. You get to Kalushi, Cummings, and Skiba. They have hit a lot of home runs and driven in a lot of runs this year. The 1-1 pitch, the 18-6 Piers Pioneers, two seed. That pitch is a strike at the knees, outside corner for strike two. Jade Porter, the lead runner, as Matt Pepping goes through his signs, a very brief set of signs. The 1-2 pitch, left high. 2-2 to Ella. Boy, there's action on all the fields here, it looks like, except that one out behind the center. But a lot of youth around there. Here's the 2-2 pitch. High, and that one's to the screen, and there go the runners. Porter and Treader advance on a wild pitch. Boy, no chance for Joran Carlson. She leapt as high as she could, but even that wasn't high enough. Not a lot of room to the screen, but 3-2. First base now open, nobody out. Frederick's deep and in the corner and right, and there's a big swing and a miss strikeout. Kalushi out on strikes. One away now, and here's Cummings, the first baseman, who struck out leading off the second, but that was, again, Arsenault. Tying run is at third, go-ahead run at second. Line drive, base hit, Pioneers have at least tied it. Here comes Treader. Here's the throw. It's not on time. 2-1, Pioneers. First pitch, Cummings lines it up the middle to drive in two. And now Laura Skiba. Laura popped to the shortstop, Meyer, in the second. The tying run is charged to Arsenault, the go-ahead run. There's a ground ball back off the pitcher's glove. Coughlin will field and throw. 1-3 for out number two. On the play, Cummings is at second. Now Hallie Zupan, the left fielder, hit it hard, but right at the left fielder, Weber, to end the second inning. Here's Coughlin's pitch. Hallie swings at a changeup. 0-1. Middle infielders being sure, backing everything up. You can never take too many chances here. You'd hate for something fluky to happen. We've seen it before. Here's the 0-1 now to Zupan. Inside. That evens the count. 1-1. Pierce gets a two-run single by Taylor Cummings here to take the lead in the bottom of the fourth over Albany. Here's a windup by Coughlin. High, 2-1 to Hallie Zupan. Hallie, tennis player in the fall for the Pioneers. Starting left fielder about second half of the season. That one almost hit her. It came inside. It's ball three to Zupan. Two outs. Runner at second. Two runs in for the Pioneers. And here's the Coughlin pitch. Strike is called on the inside corner, full count. Amaya Rushlow would hit next. Hallie Zupan. Here's the 3-2. Hallie fouls it, keeps alive. As much as anybody on the team, when Hallie makes contact, she barrels a ball up. She really drives the ball. Just a sophomore, but her bat is really the reason she's in this lineup. Here's the 3-2. High drive to left. Weber's back, and it's off the wall. On cue, a double for Zupan. Cummings comes in with a third run, and Hallie puts a charge into one to the left field fence. A two-out double to the wall chases home Cummings to make it 3-1. And now Amaya Rushlow will bat. Bunt single to reach, leading off the third. Here's the pitch. Popped up, center field. Litchie started back, now comes in. She'll get there and make the catch. Pioneers have a good fourth. They put together three runs on three hits. The two-run single by Cummings. The RBI double by Zupan, and they've got a lead after four. It's Piers 3, Albany 1.
Hi, I am Evelyn Gall.
I am Preston Marshall.
And I am Madison Gross.
Together we are fifth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce.
Are you looking for a school that provides an excellent education, where students move into high school as leaders? Holy Trinity in Pierce is that school.
At Holy Trinity, your children will learn an environment filled with faith formation, small class sizes, provide for high levels of academic growth.
Holy Trinity is affordable with variable tuition available. Registration for the next school year begins in March. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
Number 9 hitter Sydney Fredericks, the right fielder, will start the fifth against Emily Sedlovsky, and Emily starts her inside for ball one. It's 3-1 Piers after four complete. Paige Meyer and Ashley Weber do up. A walk and a run, and a swing and a miss there, 1-1. Weber, I should say Fredericks, walked, scored on an error in the Albany third. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 1-2. Emily Sedlovsky has struck out three, walked two, allowed a run on three hits, and pitches in the fifth with a 3-1 lead over Albany. The two-strike pitch, a little bit down low, 2-2. Paige Meyer, very big hitter, so this is a big batter to get here. You don't want to bring up the tying run with Meyer. Swing and a foul, good cut. Sydney Fredericks wears number one, plays right field. She's a sophomore. 2-2 the count to number 9 hitter Sydney Fredericks. Just high, full count. Zupan in left, Porter in center, Burggraf in right. There have been no changes in the field. Here's a 3-2 pitch, foul back again. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat coming to Sidney Fredericks. The Cathedral Crusaders are in the wings now. Here's the 3-2. Strike three, got her with a curveball on the inside corner, looking one away. Top of the order now in the shortstop, Meyer. Big strikeout. That's the fourth for Emily Sedlowski. Here comes the first pitch. Meyer singled last time. Boy, there was a mix-up between Treader and Meyer there. Terry kind of jumped to the outside edge, and the ball came low and in. Ball one to Meyer, who hit one hard to third for an out in the first inning. Singled through the left side in the third and got as far as third base. Outside ball two. Fresh batch of popcorn has just been made. You can tell. We're right above the concession stand here. 2-0 pitch is low again. 3-0 now to Meyer. Where's number five? Paige is just a sophomore, and she's already got quite the reputation as an outstanding young athlete. There's a strike in, 3-1. One down on a leadoff strikeout for Emily Sedlowski against Sidney Fredericks. Fly ball towards Porter. Jade in the alley runs it down. Nice play by Jade Porter in deep right center. Second out. Ball was tailing away from Jade, and she went and got it. Here's the first pitch, and Weber swings at a changeup. 0-1. Two outs. Here's 3, Albany 1. There's a swing and a miss for strike two. Emily Sedlowski sharpening up here as we hit the middle of the ball game. And the 0-2 coming to Weber. Just outside, didn't get her to chase. Weber singled in the first, struck out in the third, and it's a 1-2 situation now in her third look at Emily Sedlowski. Outside, ball two. On deck would be Hannah Litchie. Of course, if Albany gets anybody on base, that brings a potential tying run to the plate. Sedlowski rocks and fires, popped up. Kalushi right there at short has it, and that's the end of the top of the fifth. Strikeout and two flyouts, and Albany goes 1-2-3 for the first time this afternoon. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Piers 3, Albany 1.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. Well, it looks like spring is finally here, so let us help you out. You can stop in Piers and check out our Gravely zero-turn lawnmowers and our top-notch steel brand weed trimmers for all of your lawn work. Springtime means new calves are hitting the ground, and soon we'll be looking for some creep feed. Call us for great pricing on creep feed and summer minerals with fly control for your cattle. Springtime also means it's time to buy your baby chicks, and we have tons of options for you to choose from. We are here to help you out with whatever you may need, and you would be amazed at everything we can help you out with. So check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com and like us and follow us on Facebook. We thank all of our current patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn everyone's business to create a successful 2019. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers!
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Piers is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Piers Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers.
All right, here we go with the bottom of the fifth. Bailey Young batting, and the pitch is a strike. Remember when I said Coach Ressler isn't afraid to bring Arsenault back in? He has brought Arsenault back in, and she throws a strike. Now pitch is high. So Courtney Arsenault, who pitched the first three, left after giving up the hit to Jade Porter last inning. And then Crystal Coughlin came in, and now Arsenault's back out. Swing and a miss for strike two. Two Emily Burgraff, and then Jade Porter do up here in the bottom of the fifth, Piers 3, Albany 1. Fisted back to the screen. Not much that Bailey could do with that pitch. Came right in on her hands. Piers put all three of their runs on the board in the fourth. Two-run single by Taylor Cummings. Two-out RBI double by Hallie Zupan. Here's the Arsenault pitch. Swing and a miss, got her. So the first out of the inning is an Arsenault strikeout of Young. And now Emily Burgraff, the right fielder. Lined out to Paige Meyer at short. Made a nice leaping catch back in the third. Strike called. Piers with three runs, four hits, one error. Albany, a run, three hits, no errors. Inside, Emily bends away from that. Evening the count, one and one, top of the order, and Jade Porter to follow. As Arsenault takes the sign and delivers home. Hooked foul towards Coach Pepping. One out as Bailey Young strikes out to begin the bottom of the fifth. Pioneers got through the part of the order as if Emily Sidlovsky can get some outs without giving up a lot of base runners, they might not see the top of the order again. That one's low. Albany's will start the sixth at the three spot in their order with only two at-bats left, down 3-1. Here's the 2-2 now. Burgraff hits it down the line to left, and that is foul. Just curled foul. Dan Wessel puts the arms up, signaling foul. Boy, that was an extra base hit if that stays fair. That was headed for the corner, but Emily just missed. Emily runs pretty well. She would have easily legged that one out, I think, for two. So it's a 2-2 count with one out, bases empty for Piers in the bottom of the fifth with junior Emily Burgraff at the plate. And that hitter, a hit by pitch. Emily will go to first, and Jade Porter will bat. That's perfect cloud cover right there. Now we can see the scoreboard. As Jade started the three-run rally with a base hit to center in the fourth, and that was the last batter that Arsenault faced. Then Coughlin came in. Runner goes. And safe. Pitch was a strike and a steal of second for Burgraff. So the throw from Carlson to the shortstop Meyer covering. And it's 0-1. Porter with a chance to drive in a big run here. Here's the pitch. Jade hits it in the air. Litchie's coming on and makes a nice catch. Hannah Litchie with a big catch out in center. Head first dive on a sinking liner. That's a big out, and it'll bring up Terry Treader. Two down, Treader has struck out, walked, and scored in this game. So a run-scoring catch there by Hannah Litchie, and there's a swing and a miss on an inside fastball, 0-1. Ella Kalushi would hit next. Pioneers trying to get Burgraff home here. Here's the 0-1 from Arsenault. Show of bunt. It's down. No play as the third baseman didn't field cleanly. And Treader's going to go to second. Nobody's covering the bag, and Treader will just take second uncontested. Albany did not cover second, and Terry went and took the extra base, and now it's second and third. It looked like Arsenault may have just bumped shoulders with third baseman Faith Foray to take enough off of the fielders to make a throw. It was a good bunt. And it's second and third with two outs for the shortstop, Ella Kalushi. Does Albany want to pitch to Ella here? They struck her out twice, so I'm going to say likely yes. Maybe in a normal spot you wouldn't. But with two strikeouts, you're going to take your chances, especially with the girl on deck that hit a two-run single her first last time up. First pitch is into Ella for a strike. Big runners out there, second and third. Here's the pitch. Little bit high. Ball and a strike. Ella struck out, ending the first, leading off the fourth. Here's the pitch. Inside corner's in for a strike. So big situation here. 1-2 to Ella Colucci. Two runners in scoring position. Two outs, bottom of the fifth, leading Albany 3-1 in the elimination round. Here's the two-strike Arsenal pitch. Ella, soft line drive, caught at first. It helps to put your tallest girl at first base sometimes, as Abby Davey able to just extend that glove up enough and catch the line drive and end the threat. No runs, a hit, two left, five complete in Waite Park. Piers leads Albany 3-1.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
One of the big plays that might not go noticed is the catch made by Hannah Litchie in the fifth. She now leads off the sixth. And Litchie, who made a head-first diving catch off Jade Porter's line drive in the bottom of the fifth to prevent a run scoring, takes ball one now, swings and fouls a changeup back. 1-1. It'll be Hannah Litchie, Jorn Carlson, and Abby Davey due up for Albany. It's Piers 3, Albany 1 in the top of the sixth. Piers and Albany, the winner of this game, plays Cathedral tonight yet. Swings and misses. 1-2 to Hannah Litchie. Reached on a fielder's choice, hitting one back to Sedlowski in the first. Reached on an error on the ball that got the run home, and there's strike three. Chased one, and there's one away. That is strikeout number five for Emily Sedlowski, and it brings up Jorn Carlson, their freshman catcher. And that pitch is upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Carlson struck out in the first, hit that double play that was big as well, as Albany had a runner thrown out at home on a third to first, a home double play to end the third up high, ball two. Two balls, no strikes to Jorn Carlson, with Abby Davey awaiting her turn in the shadow of the third base dugout. Low ball three. Emily's walked a couple here today. She has struck out five. And the pitch. Foul back. Three balls and a strike is Carlson swinging away there. Not sure if she did that on her own or what. 3-0 pitch you usually take. There's a swing and a miss for strike two. I think it would have been a strike anyway, so it's now a full count to freshman catcher Jorn Carlson with the bases empty, one out in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Foul back and out. She'll get another pitch to see. 3-2. Boy, there are a lot of people here at this complex. Most of them watching this softball game, but there's youth baseball going on. Here's the 3-2. Popped up to short. Colucci is there. Two down. So a big comeback there for Emily from down 3-0. And now Abby Davey will bat with the bases empty, two outs. Davey has grounded to third and singled. And the pitch from Sedlowski, changeup, swing and a miss. She has started to harness that pitch now after having a little trouble finding it early. 0-1 to Abby Davey, one of the three Albany hits off Emily today. That came leading off the second. That one skips to home, 1-1. Again, these are big outs, keeping runners off the base, so you are limiting or minimizing the chances of Meyer coming back up and Weber at the top of the lineup. It's 2-1 now. Strikeout pop up on the infield here to start this top of the sixth for the Huskies. The windup by Emily Sedlowski. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike two. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Abby Davey, right-handed hitter. Wears number 14, a junior, will be a senior in the fall. 2-2 pitch. Up high, 3-2. Emily walked the first batter she saw, and that came around to score in the third. She issued a 2-out walk in the fourth. Line drive, one hop to Cummings, touches first and ends the inning. Taylor Cummings with a fine defensive play. And it's 7 in a row, set down by Emily Sedlowski. Pierce 3, Albany 1, going to the bottom of the sixth. It'll be Cummings, Skiba, and Zupan for the Pioneers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Hoheisel Spray Foam, Holy Trinity School, Horizon Health, IP Concrete, Jason Gruber Construction, Johnny C. Sports Bar, Kenko Drywall, Ken's Cans, Kurtz Furniture, Lakes Printing, Lashes Auto Center, Lipke's Veterinary Service, Little Falls Radio, Lochner Plumbing, Lloyd Lumber, MP Barrett Trucking, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Prisabilla, Modern Farm, Northwoods Gutter, Patrick's Bar, Piers Family Dentistry, Piers Ballroom, Piers Commercial Club, Piers Co-op, Piers Eye Care, Piers Fire Department, Piers Foods, Piers Lions, Piers Sanitation, Piers Service, Piers Subway. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
Well, will this be the final Piers at-bat of this game? Albany needs to get a shutdown inning here as the Pioneers will look to build on a 3-1 lead in the bottom of the sixth with their cleanup batter, Taylor Cummings, to face Courtney Arsenault. Piers 3 runs on 5 hits. Albany a run on 3 hits. Everybody is in place, and here's Arsenault in her second stint pitching. And it's high, ball one. The biggest hit of the game is to this girl right here, Taylor Cummings, a 2-run single in the fourth that put the Pioneers up 2-1. Swinging a line drive, base hit left field. 2 hits for Taylor Cummings. Cummings with a line drive between short and third, and that'll bring up Laura Skiba, who has popped to short and hit back to the pitcher. Now Emily Daler will run at first. Daler for Cummings. Trying to maximize the speed. Sarah Loydalt has already re-entered, so that's one rule I did not know coming into this year, is that every player in softball has a re-entry, whether you start or not. So Loydalt could come back in. A leadoff hit has Daler, and now here is the pitch to Skiba, and it is down at the feet, and it hit her. I think it hit the dirt first and then ricocheted up and got Laura. And that'll bring up Hallie Zupan. And Zupan doubled to left last time up to make it 3-1. She's also lined out to left. So be ready, Ashley Weber. Ground ball left side. What a play by Meyer to get it out. Paige Meyer with a spectacular stop. They get Daler on a force to 4A. That may have saved a run. Fielder's choice, 6-5, brings up Rushlow. She bunts. 4A fields, throws, got her. Second and third, they throw back. They've got Laura in a rundown, and they will tag her out in the Pioneers. Are out of the inning. 5-3-2-5. Pioneers get a little greedy on the bases and it costs them. No runs. There was one hit. And one left, I guess. So we go to the seventh, Piers 3, Albany 1.
This is Matt Percival, athletics director at Eastview High School and a 1990 graduate of Bloomington Jefferson High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
It's the GE Memorial Day appliance sale going on now through June 5th at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. Stop in now and save big on GE appliances. You can save hundreds of dollars on select models. Whether you're looking to upgrade some old appliances, replace one that's broken down, or building a new house, we can take care of you. Plus, we offer service, delivery, installation, and haul away of old appliances. Stop in today and visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack and take advantage of the GE Memorial Day sale going on now.
Well, the season on the line now for Albany. They trail 3-1 in the seventh. Their designated player, Olivia Haran, to start it against Emily Sedlowski. Here's the first pitch of the seventh, and it's a little looper. Foul. One strike down the left field line. Haran has flown to right, grounded to second. Emily Sedlowski, five strikeouts, two walks. She's retired seven Huskies in a row. Haran, Arsenault, Bierman do up. They'll need two to tie. Here's the pitch. A little bit high. Ball one. Pierce got all three of theirs in the fourth to turn around a 1-0 deficit. Here's the pitch. Grounded foul for strike two. This is 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order. Haran bats for third baseman Faith Foray. Haran, a junior, right-hander, swinging a fly ball to Porter. Jade in and makes the catch. One away. First out is a flyout. Now it is pitcher Arsenault. Jade sporting those sunglasses. Utilize them all the way there. There's the first pitch strike. Arsenault struck out in the second, walked in the fourth. Now time, something's loose out in the outfield. There is some young players in some youth softball or something taking some batting. One of them must have fouled one over there. So it's one strike. Swinging a pop up to right. Who wants it? Burggraf and Porter, and they collide, and it falls in. Porter and Burggraf collide, and Arsenault is safe at first. And now they will run for Arsenault. Parker back out there. She ran for her earlier. Boy, the Pioneers miscommunicated. And that brings the potential tying run to the plate. Parker at first. And the batter is Bierman. That was a very catchable ball. First pitch fouled, one strike. Emily, now don't let that bother you. Just come back and get this batter. Here's the pitch. And it's a strike. 0-2. I guess that would guarantee if Huskies do rally here that they would have to bring in a new pitcher again. That one is high. Because Arsenault has already started, left, and re-entered. And now she's been lifted again. Oh, that she would be a courtesy runner, though. She could come back out. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to second. No, caught by Rush. Throw it to first. There's only one out. Get the double play. And they do. And Pierce has won the game. A shoestring catch ends it as Kalushi catches a soft line drive. And Parker gets doubled off. Pioneers didn't throw the ball right away. Emily Sedlowski indicating to Ella to throw to first as the runner was at second. And that's it. The teams are shaking hands as the Pioneers have defeated Albany. Final score, 3-1.
Unibank is banking built around you.
Their UConnect Checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required. And earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper to bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Kind of a bizarre ending to it. The Pioneers drop a fly ball, and then Albany hits into a delayed double play when nobody knew if the ball was caught or not. Finally, the Pioneers just threw it to first, and the runner was standing at second. The ruling was the catch was made. The runner was out at first, and that ends the ball game. And Pierce advances and stays alive, eliminating Albany by a 3-1 score today. They will now face St. Cloud Cathedral in about 25 minutes. Pierce wins it, 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. They leave 4 on. Albany finishes up with a run on 3 hits, no errors, also 4 on. Winning pitcher going the distance, Emily Sedlowski. 7 innings of work for Emily. She allows the 1 run on 3 hits. She strikes out 5 today, walks 2, and will be back in the pitcher's ring in about a half an hour. As who would have thought that number 1 versus number 2 seeds in the section would be playing an elimination game, but that is exactly what has developed the way these brackets have played out. Number 1 Cathedral got shut out by Annandale 4-0 in the first game of the day to drop the top-seeded Crusaders to the loser's bracket. And now the number 2-seeded Pioneers have battled back through the loser's bracket to face the 1 seed again. 3-1 is their final score. Albany got a run on a walk, a hit, and an error in the third. Pierce scored 3 in the fourth on a 2-run single by Taylor Cummings, a 2-out RBI double by Hallie Zupan, and that was it. 3-1. Pierce moves to 19-6 on the year. Albany finishes 13-11. Again, it'll be the Pioneers and Crusaders for the right to face Annandale for the section title. It'll come up again in about 20 minutes or so as they will get the field ready here, and we'll be back with that right around 7:30 here. Pierce season moves on with a 3-1 win over Albany. Try and get you some baseball updates as the Pioneers should be underway now against Pillager back at Helly Field. But we'll see you in about 20 here on You Are There Sports.